today. A busy Springfield mayor, we have his schedule. A Worcester man annoys tigers. Gas prices are up again. Mark Auerbach talks about a funny night in the theater coming to West Springfield's Majestic.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to a rainy Tuesday. Great to have you with us. Shouldn't be too hard today to remember the date. Numerically, it's 2-2-2-2-2. No, I'm not playing trains. That's the date. Here's your forecast. Cloudy, rain, high of 50. Winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 40%. Tonight, cloudy with showers, a low of 47. The winds west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 60%. Ultraviolet index at 1, humidity, 79%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Calton Harris, announced today that the Springfield Department of Health and Human Services is partnering with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health to provide a COVID-19 vaccination clinic during February school vacation week. It's going on right now through the 25th. And thanks to the partnership with DPH, a COVID-19 vaccination clinic will be held at Bounce Trampoline Park, 1250 St. James Avenue. Following dates and times going on right now through the 25th from 2 to 7 p.m. Anyone ages 5 and older can get their COVID-19 vaccination or booster. Families are welcome. No appointment needed. Vaccination is free. And you don't need an ID or health insurance. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts is partnering with DPH to help sponsor the event, providing funding for activities and giveaways at clinics. $25 gift cards are available while supplies last, and all young people 5 to 18 who get any dose of the vaccine at the clinic is going to get one free hour of jump time at Bounce Trampoline Park. Pretty cool. Mayor Sarno and HHS Commissioner Helen Calton Harris and Elder Affairs Director Sandy Federico will welcome our seniors to the reopening of the North End Senior Center at Brightwood today. This is at 11 a.m. Mayor Sarno and city and state officials will join with United States Senator Edward Markey as he visits the seniors at the North End Senior Center at Brightwood. Mayor Sarno will join with United States Senator Ed Markey to highlight the federal infrastructure bill and the reconstruction of the X Street Corridor project on Sumner Avenue. Well, here goes another one. A Worcester man was arrested Monday morning after breaking into the Franklin Park Zoo in Boston and attempting to get inside a tiger enclosure. So, the state police were called to the Franklin Park Zoo around 9 a.m. Monday morning for the man who had broken into the park. This is 24-year-old Matthew Abraham of Worcester, and he wanted to get into the tiger enclosure, and he ignored several signs to stay out of the area before, fortunately, security stopped him. Abraham only said he was very interested in tigers. Boston EMS evaluated him and determined him to be mentally competent. He was taken into custody by state police and charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct. Well, as long as he had a good reason.
It is Tuesday, and that means it's time to take a bird's eye view of the arts in our region, particularly our stages and great theater opportunities. And here to do that is our Arts Beat reporter, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Brad, the Garth Fagan Dance brings contemporary American dance to the Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts at UConn Stores February 26th. The company celebrates its 51st season, and Fagan is a Tony Award winner for his choreography for The Lion King. For details, jorgensen.ucon.edu. Dishwasher Dreams, Aladdin Ula's story of his family's journey from Bangladesh to America, comes to Hartford Stage February 24th through March 20th. Chai Yu directs Ula in this his own play. Ula is a trailblazer, one of the first Asian American comedians featured nationally on Comedy Central, HBO, MTV, and PBS. He premiered Dishwasher Dreams in New York in 2018. For details, HartfordStage.org. The Punch Brothers return to Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts and Soars March 6th to launch their newest album, Hell on Church Street, performing covers of music from Bob Dylan, Gordon Lightfoot, and more. Chris Thiele is lead vocalist. Opening act is singer-songwriter Haley Hendricks. For details, jorgensen.ucon.edu. Selected Shorts, the Holyoke Civic Symphony's March 6th concert, will be live from Holyoke Community College as well as streamed. Maestro David Kidwell and company perform music from Mozart, Bach, Borodin, and more in trios, quartets, and small ensembles. And Kidwell himself is a piano soloist. For detail, holyokecivicsymphony.org. Bridges, a play about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict by Christine Bienvenuto, directed by Jan Mayer, comes to the Lava Center in Greenfield, courtesy of the Theater Initiative of Temple Israel. Performances and talkbacks are scheduled March 5th and 6th and 12th and 13th. For details, localaccess.org. The Westfield Athenaeum continues its three-concert chamber music series Tuesday, April 14th, with Moso, musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, providing a woodwind quintet in a program that includes Franz Danzi's Quintet in B-flat, Hedwig Christian's Wind Quintet, Mio's La Cheminée de la Renée, and Stravinsky's Pulcinella Suite. For details, westath.org. And Blind Spirit, Noel Coward's ghostly comedy, inhabits West Springfield's Majestic Theater, February 24th through April 3rd. When a newly remarried writer plans a seance to experience the occult, his dead wife returns to torment his new bride. Coward wrote Blind Spirit in 1941. It's been made into a film, frequently revived on stage, and served as the basis for the Beatrice Lilly musical High Spirits. For details, majestictheater.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach. And Brad, I know that you're playing a part in Blind Spirit.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. First of all, this is a wonderfully funny play. And if folks haven't actually seen it performed live on stage, they're missing something. And what they may not be aware of is they're in for a very, very funny night in the theater. And I'm very privileged to be understudying one of the supporting roles in Blind Spirit at the Majestic, Dr. Bradman. Now, there's a wonderful actor playing the part, Stu Gamble, who's been very busy on stages throughout Western Mass. On March 30th, Stu will graciously step aside, and I'll jump in and play Dr. Bradman. I just thought I would, in a purely self-aggrandizing moment, mention that.
Now, Blind Spirit's been around for a long time. What is it about the play that makes people want to produce it and perform it again and again and again? Nobody gets tired of Blind Spirit.
For me, there's a delightful mix, if you do it right, between the occult and comedy. I think it's peanut butter and chocolate, and it's worked very, very well over the years. And I don't think that Noel Coward was oblivious to that. And it's written in that kind of dry drawing room manner that Noel Coward was so expert at. And I'm sure he wanted to dabble in this particular area of the theater. And I listened to the dialogue, and I just think to myself that he was having a lot of fun writing this.
He must, and it was on Broadway a few years ago in one of the many revivals. And Angela Lansbury played the madam who performs the seance.
Yeah, Madame Arcati.
And these roles are beautifully written, and it's a very, very funny play.
Well, there are two movie versions of it. There's the original 1945 with Rex Harrison as Charles, and then there was a 2021 remake.
There you go. Well, as they say in theater, break a leg.
Thank you, sir. Mark Auerbach is with us, and he'll be back again with a review when we talk with Mark again. Thank you, Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Brad.
Gas prices in Western Mass have gone up, averaging $3.46 a gallon. Now, in the past week, they were standing at 96.2 cents higher per gallon than a year ago. Now, the cheapest price is Worcester is currently at $3.51 a gallon, Connecticut $3.64 a gallon, and Hartford $3.62 a gallon. So the national average price of gas has risen 2.9 cents per gallon just in the last week, averaging $3.51. The national average up 20.4 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands at 88.6 cents per gallon higher than 1 year ago. Well, thank you very much for being with us today. We'll have our Wednesday program for you to take a close look at what's going on in the middle of the week. That'll be up tomorrow online at 6 a.m. and available to you online until whenever, anytime you want to hear it, on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.